Lawrence Griffin, president and CEO of Chagall Oil and Gas, was abruptly awoken by a telephone call.
I don't know how this happened. Please don't be upset.
Panted Sheldon Howard, the night security for Pump House Number 7 along the Eater Pipeline.
What is it, Sheldon? It's 3 a.m.
There's been an explosion at the pump house.
I'll be right there.
Mr. Griffin jumped in his car and made the short 5-minute drive from his house in Aldridge to the pump house. Mr. Griffin went over to the stunned security guard.
Who could have possibly got past you, Sheldon? You're the best security guard this company has.
I don't know, sir. I was just doing my rounds and... kaboom!
Mr. Griffin turned away from Sheldon and pulled out his phone, calling the local police department.
Good morning. Sergeant Richardson speaking. How may I be of service?
Mr. Griffin quickly explained the situation, and Sergeant Richardson said,
We'll be sending a team right over. Don't touch anything.
When Sergeant Richardson and her team arrived on the scene, they conducted a preliminary scene survey and found a note posted on the bulletin board inside the main building at Pump House Number 7. It read, There are much bigger things to come unless the flow of oil stops.
This sounds like a warning or a threat of some kind, Mr. Griffin. Do you know anyone that would want to shut down your pipeline?
Well, sure, there are lots, but the name that comes to the top of the list is Mervyn Stewart. He's the competition. He runs Odell, Inc., and they have been trying to buy us out for years now.
Thanks, Mr. Griffin. We'll check him out.
As the search continued, Mr. Griffin noticed Sergeant Richardson being very friendly with Shelton. Keeping a close ear to the conversation, Mr. Griffin discovered that Sergeant Richardson and Shelton were brother and sister. Perhaps a conflict of interest? Dr. Kelly Foster was called in first thing in the morning to assess for environmental damage. She was known to be one of the best environmental scientists in town. Dr. Foster sighed as she entered the pump house. It was well known by the locals that Dr. Foster was against all oil pumping. Despite it being safe, she had other views.
Well, there doesn't appear to be any damage to the environment that I can see, Mr. Griffin. But you can rest assured I will have a report filed, and you will be lucky if your pipeline is not shut down indefinitely.
Mr. Griffin groaned at hearing this and decided that he had had just about enough of Dr. Foster for today and headed back into his office in Aldridge to phone his lawyer, Jordan Callahan. Mr. Callahan was a longtime friend of Mr. Griffin and an investor in Chagall Oil and Gas. Mr. Callahan reassured Mr. Griffin.
Don't worry. Your line will be up and running in no time. After all, the price of oil is skyrocketing. The pipeline will need to be reopened and fast. Otherwise, what will happen to your stocks if oil ceases to flow?
Oddly enough, Mr. Callahan had just sold all his shares in the company only 2 days before. Mr. Griffin looked at his watch and realized the workday had begun. He had a 9 o'clock with the vice president of Chagall, Tara Malone. Miss Malone had been somewhat hard to deal with these days, as there had been much bitterness surrounding the fact that Mr. Griffin was appointed as the company's president after only 6 years, while Miss Malone had been there for 14 years. When Mr. Griffin entered the conference room, Miss Malone was there waiting for him.
I'm so sorry.
Why?
Replied Mr. Griffin.
Well, you know, about the explosion.
Now, how could you have possibly known that, Miss Malone? I haven't told anyone yet.
Mr. Griffin, it's all over the news. And you are the primary suspect.